Judge blocks education department, OPM from sharing data with DOGE. A federal judge on February 24th blocked two agencies from sharing sensitive information with Department of Government Efficiency staff. The U.S. Department of Education, Denise L. Carter, the acting Secretary of Education, and their officers, agents, servants, employees, and attorneys are enjoined from disclosing the personally identifiable information of the plaintiffs and the members of the plaintiff organizations to any DOGE affiliates, U.S. District Judge Deborah L. Boardman wrote in a 33-page order. The Office of Personnel Management and its employees are also forbidden from disclosing the same information to DOGE workers, the judge said. OPM and the U.S. Department of Justice did not return requests for comment. The temporary restraining order is in effect until March 10th as the case proceeds. It could be extended, converted into a preliminary injunction, or allowed to expire. The American Federation of Teachers and other groups recently asked the court to block officials with the OPM, U.S. Department of Education, and U.S. Department of the Treasury from conveying sensitive records to DOGE employees. Allowing DOGE access to the records endangers the privacy rights of veterans and other people represented by the groups, the organizations said in their request to the federal court in Maryland. Government lawyers argued that the judge should reject the motion for a restraining order because government officials have not violated the plaintiff's privacy. At the heart of plaintiff's theory is the baseless allegation that DOGE representatives at the defendant agencies are somehow outside the category of federal employees or outside the category of federal employees in their respective agencies, the lawyers wrote in a filing. Neither criticism withstands scrutiny. The Privacy Act therefore expressly allows disclosure of information protected under that statute in the circumstances of this case. Boardman said that even if officials have been sharing information only with other government employees, it still violates the plaintiff's right to have their sensitive personal information kept private if the employees are not authorized to access the data. Education and OPM possess a significant amount of detailed information about the plaintiff's lives, the judge wrote. To say that the plaintiffs suffer no cognizable injury when their personal information is improperly disclosed to government employees would nullify their interest in preventing unlawful government intrusion into their private affairs. The unauthorized disclosure of the plaintiff's sensitive personal information is an injury in fact. Although plaintiffs cannot receive relief under the Privacy Act, the judge said later, they can under the Administrative Procedure Act, which bars the government from taking steps that are not in accordance with the law. The plaintiffs have shown that education and OPM likely violated the Privacy Act by disclosing their personal information to DOGE affiliates without their consent, Boardman said. The act prohibits agencies from disclosing any record which is contained in a system of records by any means of communication to any person or to another agency, except pursuant to a written request by, or with the prior written consent of, the individual to whom the record pertains. Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, said in a statement that the ruling is a firewall against actors whom we believe lack the legitimacy and authority to access Americans' personal data and are using it inappropriately, without any safeguards. In addition to the American Federation of Teachers, a union that represents about 1.8 million people, the plaintiffs in the case are the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, and the National Federation of Federal Employees. The order expressly names Adam Ramada, a DOGE employee who said in a declaration filed in the case that he and five other DOGE employees have been working with the DOE to audit contracts, grants, and programs for waste, fraud, and abuse. In addition, we help senior department leadership obtain access to accurate data and data analytics to inform their policy decisions at the department, Ramada said in the filing. Ramada said he learned that one of the six employees had not yet completed training on ethics or information security and had been directed to complete the training. A DOE official previously told the court that six employees associated with DOGE went through background checks and other procedures before gaining access to DOE systems. OPM officials had told the court that all personnel with access to sensitive OPM records are employees of OPM, although some also work for other agencies. DOGE employees have also been helping other agencies, such as the Treasury Department, in line with President Donald Trump's executive orders.